Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
This is Laura Archer, and on April 2nd, something happened where my checking account was accessed for $59.89, which I did not purchase anything from your company.
All righty. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
It's 50124.
I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was what, ma'am?
Laura, L-A-U-R-A, and Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R.
I do thank you for that. For security purposes, Ms. Archer, could you please verify your address?
It is 507 East 4th Street, Apartment 9 in Huxley, Iowa.
Okay. I do thank you for that. And I do see that back on the 1st of April, you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And in the terms and conditions of that sweepstakes, it did inform you that you would be enrolled into a monthly plan with one of our meal planning apps, which happens to be the Bites Hub. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you.
I didn't even do anything like that.
Did you remember enrolling into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win that mixer?
No.
Okay, so you never paid maybe $1 or $2 to have a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer?
No, I didn't.
All right, if you're seeing this as actually a fraudulent charge, I can get you transferred to our fraud department where they can handle it better for you.
Okay, that would be great because I did not even enter anything. So.
Okay, give me 1 second and I don't mind handling that for you, okay?
Okay.
No problem, Ms. Archer. Okay, give me 1 second and I'm getting you transferred, Ms. Archer.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. All right, Ms. Archer, I have successfully gotten you into our fraud department. Someone will be with you in just 1 second. I'm placing you on a brief hold. The next voice you will hear will be someone assisting you with this charge. Again, I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.